And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way. First hour absolutely flying by. We're having a great time here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Pete Gray's down in the Shogun on our six-day Let's Talk Hookup trip, hopefully having some great fishing, and we are having a fun time. Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star, we're talking fishing, talking RSW, fish care, the whole nine. Been a great show and a very busy morning, Corey.
Super busy morning, Rick, and man, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, and two ways to win that one. Give us a call at 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. Only done through the app, and app is super cool, Rick. I mean, you can go back and listen to the archives and past shows, and I know last weekend was a really cool one having Jeff from Sushi on a Roll, man. That was a cool
show. Wasn't that cool?
Yeah. Super cool. Listen to that on the app.
We had Jeff Roberto in here talking sushi and, you know, how to deal with fish and how to cut fish. And just, it was fun. I always love stuff like that, like a step away. And, you know, when the mic kicked on, you wonder, like, man, you know, we're going to have enough to talk about 2 hours talking about, you know, sushi. And, like, man, again, as Let's Talk Hookup often does, like, I mean, you snapped your fingers and 2 hours was gone. We didn't scratch the surface on all this. It was fun. Yeah, that was really cool with Jeff. If you didn't catch that one, way worth firing up the app and listening to that show in the archives.
Yeah, and only done through the app. And again, Texas to the show here, only through the app. And give us a call again at 213-432-1090. And as promised, Rick.
Yeah, we got the man, Captain Mike Pritchard, standing by from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for hanging in there with us, Mike.
It's okay. Yeah, we just returned from a day and a half trip. Very good bluefin fishing. Once again, yesterday we had 35 bluefin and a few really nice great yellowtail out there by Tanner. Got our day in. I know looked like weather was going to be an issue yesterday, and it was gorgeous. I mean, really, really nice weather throughout the day. I'm pretty sure that changed last night. I know I heard from Bill Cavanaugh there this morning on the Intrepid. It sounded like a little bumpy out that direction, but very, very good fishing for us. If you could fly line a bait, it was good.
That's awesome. And what was the grade of your fish like? And sounds like it was a great trip, Mike.
We had our big fish right around 50 pounds. We never really got a shot at the big one. Very fun fishing. We had a bachelor party group, and the Ocean Odyssey was sitting next to us probably a quarter mile, and I guarantee every time we hooked a fish, they heard it. It was a very, very, very fun, very festive group. So just downright great fishing, and the stuff continues. We have a couple of open trips coming up, one tomorrow night, one Wednesday night as well, that has room on it. But, you know, there's some good yellowfin fishing to be had down the beach, and good bluefin fishing. And there were some good hits on those bigger great fish. We just didn't really have the tackle for it, but there's still plenty of it around.
Yeah, sounds like there was a couple of the super ultra mega giant ones, man. So it's going to be fun to see what happens here in the next few weeks. And if somebody wants to jump on the Tribute, do you have an opportunity to get in and strike while the iron's hot?
Yeah, like I said, room on tomorrow night's trip as well as Wednesday night. And we have a schedule up throughout December. And, you know, that big stuff that, you know, I'm sure Tim talked about, just the quality of this fish honestly seems to be getting better. I mean, as that stuff sticks around, I've had some real regular fishermen that been, you know, that definitely know what they're looking at. They say that the quality of the bluefin seems to be getting better. And I don't know. It's hard to imagine, but some of this sushi grade fish that we're getting off the boat is just unreal.
So cool. Awesome. Well, a great report as always, buddy. Appreciate it. And, man, somebody needs to take advantage, jump on the boat with you, get in on that big fish fishing. Mike, one more time, shoot us a call to the number to Seaforth if somebody wants to book a spot and come with you.
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. Then we'll always have our social media sites up, Tribute Sport Fishing on Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome. Great job, buddy. Appreciate it as always. We'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, thank you, guys.
See you, buddy. Thanks a lot very much. Phones, Corey, are absolutely packed solid. Let's jump right into them.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Benjamin? Benjamin calling from Carlsbad. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Benjamin.
Morning. Hey, Pete, Rick, Kim. I'm just so glad you guys have such a heart behind this whole thing, making everything better for everybody. You guys just make my heart smile when you talk. So thank you for being there, guys. Tim, I got a question. Ekstrom, the Ekstrom name, I don't know if you know, Carl Ekstrom is an innovator in laminar flow theory and surfboard shaping. So I guess it runs in the name. But how did you get people to adhere to the right way to do things? Did it just come naturally, or how did it happen?
No, we had to twist some arms, for sure. You know, change is always, sometimes it has to be enforced. Some of the old school guys, we used to laugh, the old the suspenders and overall, guys back in the 90s, not that I want to disparage them because they were, they were the beginning.
The salt of the industry.
Well, got you there. Yeah.
But when like, for example, when limits were imposed, which was in the early 90s, we used to fish down there in the 80s, and there were no limits. I mean,
really? I didn't know that.
No limits.
If I
on air told some of the numbers we used to catch, it would just, I'm
catching limitations.
It's that kind of thing that when you're young and don't know. I'm embarrassed now to even talk about how much fish we used to return. It was just ridiculous. You'd catch until the boat was full. I mean, and it wasn't a successful trip until the boat was full. Yeah. That was just it. But, when the limits came into being about, I think it was 92 or whatever, it was somewhere in that range. It took a few years to get that old school mentality on board where it's like, hey, no, you're at 15 now. You're there.
Yeah.
You got enough. We're good. We're going to move on and catch something else now. And, it did take a little bit of, it took a little bit of arm twisting, but what was more important, the biggest shift, and again, I have to credit, I'll call it my generation. It was Brian Kiyohara, Randy Toussaint, and I. When we started running both Royal Polaris, XL, I moved on to Royal Star, Brian started running Royal Polaris. We were the guys that shifted the focus to the quality fish, targeting the biggest fish possible. It went from just going out there and clobbering whatever was around to, hey, let's go find the biggest, best.
Yeah.
And that will enable us to regulate what we're catching, spend more time catching the biggest and the best, targeting the biggest and the best, rather than just going down there trying to find something that wants to bite and slaying it. That was the biggest change. So, we evolved our approach, and that was, again, that was very instrumental in reducing the overall take and reducing that drive to catch more quantity, because obviously if you catch 10 100 pounders,
what are you going to do,
you've got enough quantity. You've got plenty of fish as opposed to catching 10 pounders.
Right.
There's that dry, hey, look, we got to get more. I don't have enough. I've only got, 10 pounders on my 10-day trip. But if I got 10 100 pounders, I'm good.
Yeah. It makes sense, right? So you as an angler, if you want to keep that 30-pound yellowfin, that's up to you.
That's
but
right.
That's one of your 15.
And we saw, especially the younger generation at the time, the 30, let's call them middle-aged guys, they kind of our age at that time, the 30, the 40-year-olds, that group of anglers, that generation of anglers got on board quick. They're like, hell yeah, we want big ones.
I want big ones.
That was it. Like, we really did develop this whole community of big fish guys. You remember, like, back in the 90s, all of a sudden there were these big fish purists, especially the big yellowfin guys.
Yeah.
Everybody all of a sudden, it's like, hey, man, that's where it was at. It shifted onto into the pursuit of big fish. So, that again, as far as the limits and how we got everybody on board, that was the biggest thing. And when we started marking those fish down, when Randy introduced that tally board, we call it, there was, again, there's a little bit of resistance.
I'm sure.
Like, no. I didn't catch that, man. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you did, dude.
Yeah, right, there's here. No, yeah, there's no denying. Right here. Yeah. I've watched it happen. You guys are due diligence, man. It's, the fish comes on, the tag comes off of the belt, it gets stapled to the fish, it goes into the hole, the check mark gets made. There's no, there is no getting around the list.
And when it's 15, you know, the final hash mark, we put a little star back behind it. Like, hey, man, you're a star.
Yeah, you did it.
You're done catching those ones.
And it goes the other way, too, when boys are bragging with their other buds. Oh, man, I had like 9 that stopping. Yeah, you had 6. You know?
Yeah. Actually, no.
Oh, that's fun.
I have to ask. Benjamin asked about the extra name being in the surf legendary surf industry in San Diego. Is there any relation?
And ironically, there's two Ekstrom families in San Diego that were, you know, that ended up being higher profile. There's Carl Ekstrom that side, Bob Ekstrom, and Carl was the surf guy.
Wind
and Sea legend.
You're right.
And my brother and I, my dad, we grew up in La Jolla also. That's where, you know, I went to Scripps Elementary, Bird Rock, you know, and so we were both from this. Ekstrom's not a real common name.
Yeah, exactly. Right here.
Spelled the same, and there's the fishing Ekstroms and the surfing Ekstroms. I also grew up surfing.
That's hilarious.
Know? I know. Isn't that funny?
That's crazy.
Both from La Jolla, but there's no direct family relationship.
Interesting. I always wondered that myself.
So yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I had a fun text come through. This is a different one, but a great question. Tim, what are a couple of the items that you would suggest bringing on a long range trip? I'm a first time passenger. Things that I might not think of. I got a pretty good handle on the tackle, but what are some of the things that I might not think of to provide a better trip? That's from Jim at Oceanside.
That is a good question. I would always bring rain gear, no matter what.
That's a good call.
I think that's foremost. Or even, you know, I really like, I mean, there's a bunch, you could provide some brands. I really like those waterproof pants, you know, like the light outerwear.
Grundins and AFCO.
Yeah, those
and fish
are nice,
like,
man. It's really nice to have that and just, you know, have those to wear over a pair of shorts or over your pants, because fishing's a water sport, man. It is. And especially when you get to catching them, you know, the guys are washing down. I'm washing down while the fishing's going on, you know, have a hose run on the deck. That
water's
way.
Getting slung around.
Yeah, it just does. Yeah, it does. It's just part of it between water and blood. So I would, if there was one thing that I would say could make your trip better, you know, we call them happy pants. It's just, yeah. I don't mind getting wet. I've lived in the boats. You know, I like it, it's just part of it. Again, fishing's a water sport, but I'm a lot happier when I'm dry.
Yeah, totally.
I just am. You know,
let's look at it, man. You're sitting front row. You're in the splash zone.
That's exactly right. But when I got my gear on, and I mean, it's like, let's say Dorado fishing, right? I mean, it's just a crap show. You guys, I think you're flapping, flying, and we spike every one. We knock them down right away, but still.
Hey, there's that moment in between, right?
They're devil fish.
They are, man.
And when they're that, we call that ball slapper grade for good reason. You know, they're those 12 to 15 pounder, 20 pounders. They jump as high, you know, they get bigger. We call them chin slappers.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get that grade, and, you know, there's 3 coming on over here. That one, the hose is
this one shook off the gaff. This one's going on. Nightmare.
It is definitely it's the splash zone.
A show worthy of seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. but when you're wearing your happy pants, hey, it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good, good times.
I'll throw another one out there that is always comfortable on the interior side. I like to bring a little multi-plug for your little stateroom outlet. Again, it is not about being plugged in, but if you like watching a little show on your phone when you're going down, or you've got a travel day, there's multiple people in the room, a little multi-plug is a good thing to have. And then I like to bring 2 towels, because if you shower in the evening, you want to go in the morning, sometimes it takes more than a day for your towel to dry out again. Bring an extra one of those. Like, there's just little things that'll just make you more comfortable if you got multiple days on the boat. Like,
kind of cool.
Yeah, I was gonna. You beat me on the towel thing. That was the next thing.
2 towels, huge. You turned me on to that. That's because it doesn't quite dry by the time you're ready for the next round.
So it's still damp.
It's close, but not quite. But you got 2 in the rotation, you're good to go. Anyways, hey, appreciate the call, Jim, very much. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Hills? Hills from Ventura. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, Tim and Rick and Corey. There's been so many crazy fish the last few years, and including the Dorado this year. And I was wondering if you guys, and Tim's so knowledgeable about all this stuff, the big eye that were caught off Fort Bragg, and those big yellowfin and stuff is pretty pretty fantastic. And somebody said with the long sickle fins, maybe they came from Hawaii, but there was that thing about the fads with the fish binder to hunt them down off Ecuador or something, where they were just, you know, seining up all the small big eye, and it was accounting for maybe fewer big eye in San Diego. And I was just wondering if you guys, what you think about that fantastic big eye up there.
Good question.
Well, I mean, it's anecdotal, but certainly there is a much, much more robust effort towards targeting those big eye tuna and the purslane fleet with the advent of those fads. And, I could say there's a correlation. I don't know if that's the reason, but we've definitely, I mean, big eye were as regular as a change of the seasons off San Diego in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even the early 90s. And then we've seen a lot less of them since. I mean, it's a rare thing to catch a big eye. And when I was a kid, like I said, I mean, those things were as regular as the change of the season. You could just about, you know, you could guarantee those things were going to show up middle, end of July, August, September, October. Those were the big
eye. Is it something you see more with an albacore type year?
Yes, that also.
Like definitely on the back end.
That also. So, you know, I'm definitely not certain. I know we've seen and caught a hell of a lot less of those things in the past 15, 20 years, a lot less. So I don't know if I'd assign it to that, but again, anecdotally, you'd have a hard time not making the connection. You also have to throw into the equation, obviously there's been a big change in our oceanic conditions, atmospheric. I mean, it's like the ocean in the last 15, 20 years has shifted.
Yeah.
Just take 250 miles below here, draw a line, and just take that block of ocean and move it up.
Totally.
I mean, that's what it feels like. That's what it seems like with you know, what happened at Guadalupe, with what's happened at the localized, with this bluefin being up here. There's been a very significant change in the ocean temps. That fish that's up there, it's almost like that's the fish that was down here, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
There's no lack of albacore. It's not like they're not around anymore. Those guys are knocking the daylights out of them.
Yeah,
it's just above us.
Traditionally, though, that was albacore's range. I mean, they're always the biggest, the bulk of the albacore fishery was up off Washington, Oregon.
I mean, the Columbia River is
absolutely.
Like, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that's
the albacore zone.
Right.
The big eye and the yellowfin, and I remember even last year talking to some of the guys up there. I mean, they were catching the daylights out of skipjack with the albacore up there off Mendocino in October. You know, it's like, what
the, like crazy.
Or September, yeah. Like, something has definitely, you know, we're witnessing a big change. I know we've laughed about it before. I hate to use the word climate change because the climate has always change in the planet.
Sure.
Like, I mean, no question about it. Hey, you know, there was glaciers and, you know,
we lived for the woolly mammoth in the ice age.
Exactly. Yeah, the ocean was 300 feet deep in Bakersfield, too. So, anyway, what I can say is that if this is climate change, what we're experiencing right now, I'm all in.
Bring it on.
Yeah, big bluefin right here, wide open
totally.
Yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail, the most incredible fishing we've ever seen. We're going on 7-8 years of it. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Right? Keep it on, because there's a lot of really productive ocean down to the south of us, and it's staying productive down there.
Yeah.
It's just gotten a lot more productive up here. So, yeah, we're all in on that.
Yeah, no doubt.
We've got somebody waiting on hold here. I'm sure they would love to chime in on this. It was nothing but a white bag in hand. And that's Mr. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. They offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns, plus Fish Pros to market. You can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, or spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, or poke kit. Don't forget about their ceviche kit either. And you can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And be sure, whether you're on a trip in 2 weeks or whether you're on a trip next year, if you've made your reservation with the office at the Royal Star, the RP, wherever you're going, make sure you make a reservation for your fish processing, and you can text them. 619-255-5000. 3128. Make sure you do that.
Doesn't have to be a big deal. Hey, man, I just booked a trip. I'm going on. You know, I heard that there was a three-day trip on Royal Star that's going right after Thanksgiving. I wanted to slide on there. I know things are busy. I want to make my reservation. Literally, just send that text. Melanie or Sean will get back to you quickly, get you on the books. Boom, you're good to go. And, you know, with as busy as the processors have been, that's the route that it takes to make sure you get cut by the most premium service out there.
And it's super simple. You don't have to make the call. You don't have to do anything. Yeah. Just text them. Again, the number is 619-255-3128.
All right, let's talk to your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rick and Corey. Tim Ekstrom, let me tell you something. Whenever you're on the show, it just brings my father's memory right back to me. Whenever you were on the show, my dad always said he would set up in the chair a little bit straighter. He'd listen a little bit harder because he considered you one of the mad scientists of this whole fishing thing, and he really respected you. So I love when you're on the show. I love when you're on the show, and I hope everybody appreciates it because it's a big deal to listen to you. So this volume of Dorado is absolutely mind-boggling, like Tim was saying. Up in the Sea of Cortez, I was just lucky enough to do another trip up there. That stuff spreads from San Felipe all the way to the tip, around the corner, and all the way up to Fort Bragg. There's so much Dorado, it's ridiculous. There are giant breathing schools in the Sea of Cortez, like you can't even comprehend the amount of fish in the Sea of Cortez Dorado. You get in the gyros, Tim, and you look, and you just go, you got to be kidding me. That's Dorado. You think it's skipjack, or you think it's bonita, or you think it's mackerel, and you get to it, and it's straight, as far as you can see, breathing schools of Dorado. It's just, I don't know. Nothing makes any sense. Nothing matters anymore. It just doesn't. But we got a little reset on, yeah, it's amazing, Rick. It just doesn't even, I can't comprehend it. And then the amount of Dorado down here at the Cape and a lot of big fish. We just had that tournament, the big weigh-in yesterday, a couple 500-pound marlin.
Yeah. Nice to see some big qualifiers around.
And made Wayne's life so much better. He doesn't have to give back the money this tournament because there were some qualifiers caught. He was very, very happy to not have to write 100 checks today. But that Dorado, I don't know if you saw it, a 54-pound Dorado, a 50-pound Dorado weighed up in the tournament. It's just Dorado. I mean, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. And I know we have a little reset today, a little bit of weather up there in Southern California, a little reset. That's okay. That just gives the fish a tiny little break. But look out, fish. Tomorrow, break's over. Catalina, absolutely on fire, Rick. Catalina is firing on all cylinders. I know it's like springtime fishing at Catalina right now. Really, really good calico bass fishing. But yellows, I talked to Rusty on the freelance, and he says yellows at every spot he goes to, there's yellows. There's yellows on the front. There's yellows on the back. East end, west end. Well, I think all that kelp pad of yellowtail decided that it liked Catalina and it's hanging out there. And now with the Dorado fading away in that Southern California bite between Catalina and the beach, now guys are over at Catalina and they're starting to see that the fishing over there is really, really good. And it's unbelievable for the fall. And then all the other stuff going on, Cortez Tanner, that bluefin's decided that it wants to hang out there like it has done for the last 7 years, so that's kind of cool. There's big volume of fish out there. It's going to bode very, very well all the way through Christmas, I believe. And then all the yellowfin tuna down below. And then like Willie said, the blue water on the beach, calico bass fishing, phenomenal. There's just really no reason to not go fishing. I can't even emphasize it enough. If you're thinking, well, maybe I should go. Well, yeah, you should definitely go. It's time to go fishing. There's never a time to not go fishing, but, man, it's pretty dang good right now.
No doubt about it. Great report, Dave. If somebody wants to keep in touch with all that fishdope.com info, you can save $20 with a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, it's all lowercase with no space. HOOKUPNOW saves you $20 on a new membership. And, Dave, if somebody wants to keep in touch with all the how-to videos, game plans, and everything else you do at Your Saltwater Guide, how do we find you?
Well, gang, if you're on social media at all, any type of social media, you might find me. I put out 3 brand-new videos every single day. We get millions of views a day. Go check out Your Saltwater Guide on any social media platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And then if you're just tired of chasing Tim Ekstrom and all the other sport boat captains around and you want to catch fish on your boat and not follow other boats, go to yoursaltwaterguide.com. You'll never have to follow another boat again.
I love that guy.
Right?
Exactly. Love that guy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, we're not too early in the whole Christmas season either. And that, for your buddy who owns a boat and you're out fishing with your buddy.
Totally.
No better present than that, Dave.
Dave,
thank you very, very much, Corey. Yeah, it's all about stop following boats. You did not buy your boat to go fish for boats. You bought your boat to go fish for fish. It's time to stop fishing for boats and start fishing for fish. It's amazing when you turn that corner and you start doing that.
Great job, Dave. Great report. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Bye, Tim.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. And sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temps. Focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using the Terrafin charts. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and accuracy. Now with Terrafin Mobile, it's kind of cool. You can download it and take it with you on your iPad or your iPhone or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
Hey, another cool one coming up for those who didn't catch it yesterday. I know Pete mentioned from the San Diego Anglers, the 20th annual Fishing Tackle Swap Meet. It happens Wednesday, November the 9th at Portuguese Hall in Point Loma. It's a great spot for it. 5 o'clock in the evening till 8:30 in the evening. Vendor tables are available. If you're a San Diego Anglers Club member, it's only $10 for a table. If you're not, you can still get a table. Participate's only $20. Vendor setups from 3 to 5. If you want to make a reservation or for more information, contact Larry with San Diego Anglers at 619-788-6726. Again, 619-788-6726, and I'm sure you can always get more information off the Angler's website. But
sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, good deal. Wednesday, November the 9th, good place to score some deal and some used tackle.
And to sell some, too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk about more from Tim Ekstrom and the Royal Star when we return on the Let's Talk About Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair-style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we will have great promotions from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltist, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200 reels. A fantastic offer on Proteus rods and SK jig. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XHD, 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com. Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. My bad, had the mic down. That was my fault, Corey.
Hey, you know what? I'm the best at making mistakes, Rick, for sure. But
no, that's because we're having such a good time.
Yeah, we
get distracted. I mean, it's a good thing that the conversation isn't recorded between sometimes,
oh, sure,
right?
Totally.
Live sometimes, but it's just as lively when we're in commercial break.
Oh, good times.
No doubt.
Oh, but
the topics
happening.
Just wander a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Hey, having a great time. Phones are literally packed solid. We are going to do nothing but phone calls, texts, get your questions through. There's so much great stuff. A great text came through. This one was from Mike in Huntington Beach. It says, good morning, guys. Tim, you're my favorite on Let's Talk Hookup. I want to ask, what are your go-to knots? Both, what do you like for tying the hook on? What do you like for your Spectre connection? And does your knot change when you're tying heavy lines like 100-pound or 130-pound? That's from Mike in Huntington Beach.
Okay, my knot doesn't change. Five-turn trialing. I am a five-turn trialing guy. Tried and true. That knot is low profile, and when you tie it correctly, it does not break. The line breaks before the knot breaks. It's a perfect knot. It is. And what I really like about it on the heavier line, the 100 or the 130, is that it's low profile.
Small.
Yeah, it's small. It doesn't stick up. That is my knot. As far as the Spectre connection goes, I tie the Bob Sands, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used that for the Spectra to mono connection or Spectra to floral connection forever and never had a problem with it. I want to say I go up like, you know, sometimes I forget when I'm doing the twist, but it's anywhere between it's 10 up, 10 down, or sometimes I'll go 9, whatever. But it's somewhere in that 20 range, 10 up, 10 down. I love that knot. And as far as I'm concerned, when you tie it correctly, that knot is foolproof.
Yeah.
Also, I personally have never had one fail. Like, oh, the knot, you know, broke there. I spooned it up or whatever. The knot isn't good. It is really reliable.
I always say the same thing to people. Like, it doesn't matter what you tie, as long as it's a good one and you tie it right.
Correct.
And the same thing applies where it doesn't matter what knot you tie. If you tied it wrong, it's going to fail. You know, I'm the same way. Like, I tie that John Collins knot, and people say, oh, well, that knot's not good enough. It's not strong. I said, well, it doesn't when I tie. Like, I've never had one fail. Ever. That doesn't mean that other people haven't. You know what I mean? Like, if you tie your, you know, find the knot that works for you and tie it right, and you will not have a problem.
Right. And the one thing to add is any knot when you're tying your hook on to you know, your floral or your mono, any knot that's doubled twice through the eye, that knot is exponentially stronger than single. You know, I remember all those years at the Fred Hall shows at the Iserline booth with a line tester, and you know, we used to geek out on that thing all the time, go over there and tie different knots. Those knots that are twice through the eye
always lasted the longest?
But I mean, like, the single through the eye are like 70%, 80% strength, and
yeah.
you double it, and it's 100,
wow.
98, 99% every time. And again, it, of course, knot has to be tied correctly, but there's absolutely no question whatsoever. And where does that make a difference? It doesn't make a difference on a 30-pounder when you're fishing with 40-pounder. You know, you won't notice the difference. But if you tie into a 100-pounder on your 40-pound,
And you're 2 hours into the battle,
yeah,
and you're already out.
That's where it's going to make the difference. Yeah. That knot is going to hold if it's doubled. It's not going to if it's a single.
Speaking of Eisenlight knot tester, we got a big event coming up at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Saturday, November the 5th. It's Tackle Day. It's like our biggest event of the year, parking lot sale, huge deals on tackle, all these kinds of things. But Eisenlight is going to be there with the testing machine.
Nice.
And totally free. There's no charge for anything. Best knot wins a brand new Fathom 2-speed reel. You don't have to pay anything. It's nothing like that. Donations to Rollo if you want to, you know, if you know that you had a better one and you want to, you know, and you want to redo, you can kick a couple bucks into friends of Rollo we decided not to do that because we wanted to make it totally free for everybody. The kicker is, If you throw like a $5 donation to Friends of Rollo before you tie your knot and you happen to be the winner, not only do you get the reel for free, but we'll also fill it full of Spectra, whatever your choice is. Hollow,
nice.
Solid, you pick it. You pick the amount. You want it full and a short top shot. You want a long top shot, whatever. So, yeah, totally free for Tackle Days. The heaviest breaking knot wins a free Fathom 2-speed. And if you decide you want to take a little gamble, throw $5 to Rollo, and we'll fill it full of Spectra at no charge.
That's a great deal.
Little fun side event.
I'm looking forward to Tackle Days, man. It's a good time.
It's going to be cool, yeah. The Surface Iron Bragging Rights Contest, all fired up. Same deal, like totally free again. Make your 3 cast and your longest recorded cast with a little laser rangefinder. Whoever makes the longest cast gets a $500 Shimano reel. Again, no charge.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
fun. Like, and that always, it's fun for the guy that wins the big reel for sure. It is so much more about buddies. Two dudes that go fishing together, ribbing each other. Oh, you backlash, you suck, man. I can outcast you guaranteed. Like the... Yeah, the machismo, I'm better than you are, is like my favorite part. Smack talk, side bet.
Right?
Like, that's pretty good. And
a lot of vendor booths, too.
Yeah, a ton, yeah.
I'll be down there having a good time. I've been working, actually, putting a bunch of stuff together for the event. And what is it, like, buy two, get one free?
Buy two, get one free.
There
it's our best deal of the year on MC Swim Baits.
Yeah.
Buy two, get one free.
Not only what I make, but I mean what you have in the shop.
Everything,
and what's
yeah.
there. I mean, hooks. And
It's going to be a really big
yeah,
one. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
We are too. It's going to be a fun event. Saturday, November the 5th, and we'll be doing a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. So we hope
Man.
You come down and hang out with us. Corey, phones are packed. Let's jump back into them.
They are, Rick. How about Ryan? Ryan calling from Irvine. Good morning, Ryan.
My question is, when it comes down to passenger trolling, what is good trolling etiquette that should be done or should be known when on a sport boat? And what are some tips and tricks that could help an angler, get a jig strike on his setup that can stand out from the rest?
You know, as far as etiquette goes, I know on Royal Star, we have a trolling list when we troll, and we just rotate on the list when we either capture a quality fish, something that gets a tag on it, goes in the hatch, or on a time, you know, we usually rotate every hour or so when we're in troll mode. That said, we don't troll like we used to. You know, mm-hmm. It used to be just like when that boat was moving, you were trolling. And a lot of times we don't troll because I'll paint the scenario for you, especially when it's like bird school type fishing, foamer fishing, fish up on the surface, breezer
sonar.
Type fishing, even sonar. But in particular, that sight fishing, the number of times, dude, here's the scenario. There's six boats out there. We're all within, you know, quarter or a mile, 2 miles of one another. Spot pops up. I see it. Oh, I'm locked on. The other guys don't.
Like, I haven't seen it yet. Here, I'm on them.
Throttle up a little bit. Here we go. I'm about half a mile away. They still don't see it. About to have the stop of my life. Oh!
Look on!
One 8-pound yellowfin tuna, and of course everybody looks to say, "Oh, the Royal Star just stopped. Oh, look off his bow,
there's
a big old
breezer. He didn't even
yeah.
see it."
He goes over there. He's got 150 tuna, and I had to stop to catch an 8-pounder. You know, like so.
It becomes a hindrance at some point.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
man!
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about crack a toe on the bridge? So I just prevent my worst nightmare from happening a lot by not trolling. That said, there are times when you know, like
Wahoo country,
trolling Wahoo. You know, as far as etiquette goes, I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, you can use whatever the hell you want back there. I'm pretty open to trying new stuff as far as the jigs go. The one thing you triggered in my memory is, as far as etiquette goes, you don't want to drop your jig back there 300 yards, you know, when everybody else is trolling there 100 feet back. Because, I'd say that's one thing I could, one piece of advice I could lend.
Also, if you're up on the troll rotation and there's a boat rod with your name on it and it gets a bite, wind that thing in into, like, that was the another one, like, hey, number six is up on the troll and the rod, you know, you're halfway through the top and the rod's just still sitting there in the trolling rack because, guy didn't want to wind it in because he wanted to go get his bait rod. Like, if you signed up for it, man, you better wind that thing in.
That's great. Yeah, I see that happen so many times. Exactly.
Steve, where you at? Man, your troll rod's man.
He's on the side grabbing his wall.
Exactly. Somebody else was covering it for me.
Although I've seen that come back and bite somebody in the butt because, you know, they'll run up the side to grab their bomb, and then as the guys wind, you know, whoever, one of the crew member winding the Marauder in or whatever, you know, the Nomad in.
Yeah, gets one on the wind in. This is me.
Yeah, that's actually, you know, as far as a method goes. Now, I said don't drop your jig back when we're trolling. I have seen that work pretty well, wahoo fishing. Jig strike, it's not on your rod. If you pick up yours and drop it back once, you know, we're out of gear, drop it back about 50 yards and then wind that thing
back through.
Yeah, there's many a time where that'll produce an extra fish.
How about we're starting to see it more in the tackle store. A guy's asking about using a heavy piece of fluorocarbon instead of a piece of wire when they're fishing for wahoo. Good idea, bad idea? When do you use it? When do you don't?
We rig up all of our Nomads that way on Royal Star. We don't use wire.
Use wire anymore.
No, we rig them on fluorocarbon. And do you sacrifice a few of them? Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. But you get way more bites.
There's no denying the effectiveness of it.
It's you probably double or triple the amount of bites using the fluorocarbon, and you lose one surprisingly lose a lot less of them than you think. You know, you think they'd snip you off, but how they're grabbing them, whatever, you don't really lose that many of them. You know, you do occasionally, but it's well worth it. And again, that's how we rig.
And it just swims way better with the fluorocarbon than the wire.
It's just one of those things about getting bites too. You know, there's no denying that a lure in wahoo country that doesn't have wire on it, eventually one's going to take it away from you. It's just it's going to happen. But that doesn't mean that it's first bite, first anything. You know, and the same applies for jigs and everything else. You know, I think you kind of. On a casting lure, like, you gotta let the pace of the fishing dictate whether you do or you don't. You know, if it's good fishing and they're biting real good, hell yeah, you fish a bomb with a piece of wire on it because you're gonna get them. But if you're having to scratch a bite away, it can make a big difference for sure.
That's crazy. And how heavy a fluoro, Rick, would like on the bomb kind of thing even?
130, 150 pound, you know, something like that. Again, if that line is in a wahoo's mouth and they snip, it's going to go away. But if they're shaking their head and swimming past the lure and maybe a little piece of slack touches them, you're gonna weather that storm with a heavy piece of
oil. I have to ask Rick. Okay, Seaguar, they gonna be at tackle day?
Buy two, get one free.
No
doubt about it, man.
Just had to ask.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump back into the phones and grab another one, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Bill? Bill calling from San Diego. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How you doing?
Morning. Good.
I'm calling we're not out of fishing question. Just two people that are in your studios right now have influenced my family a lot, and I just wanted to say thank you to that. Corey one time gave me a bunch of swim baits that I gave to a 5-year-old who made a lifelong fisherman that now is a big time financier. And, Tim's daughter, used to coach my daughter who has like a learning disability, and she was just wonderful. And that's all I wanted to say.
That's awesome. Thank you. Brad.
Super cool.
We were just talking about it. She's playing beach volleyball right now.
Hey, Bill, appreciate the phone call and the kind words, man. That's awesome. Great, great, great call. Corey, let's jump back into him.
How about Doug? Doug calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering about the flat falls and the Nikes and all this stuff. When do you determine when to throw them down?
or just throwing bait.
Like when do, so Tim, how do you decide between a knife jig, a flat fall, and a sinker rig? You know, you're sliding up on the same school in the dark, and you're hoping to catch a big one. How do you decide what to tie on?
Well, I mean, I think out of the gates, it's you got to try them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Wrong answer.
There isn't a wrong answer because they all potentially work. You know, we talked about the merits of that sinker rig, that it sinks faster, but I think that I would take, you know, it's again, fielder's choice, man. Yeah. Put one on and try it. And if you don't get a bite after a few drops, maybe try something else.
And all driven by situation, too. Maybe you're pulling up on a foamer. I mean, that's, you know, right?
Daytime, between a jig. I mean, I'd use a Colt Sniper or flat fall in the daytime. But what I was going to say is weather would play into that. I actually favor that sinker because it sinks much faster. If you're out there, it's a windy one, it's breezy, 15, 20 knots, 25 knots, and it's pushing the boat along faster. Something heavier that sinks faster is better.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much more frequently you seem to get a bite when you're straight up and down. Like when that line starts to get scoped out away from the boat, the
fewer amount of bites.
Very true.
It shouldn't be a thing. You know, the thing sinking is the thing sinking, but man, straight up and down is when you get a bite, and when you're way scoped out, it doesn't. And having a sinker, having a heavier jig, making less drops, all of that plays into you being more vertical.
True.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Doug, very much. I had another text come through. Tim, with all the great fishing over the last couple of years, and sometimes the boat's potential of limiting out quickly, how do you make your captain decisions on when to switch things up? Like, how does that play through your mind when you potentially know you might get your limit of Dorado in a day, or you could catch your limit of bluefin in a day? How does that work into your program?
Number one, we call that a quality problem.
Right? Yeah.
That's from Dana, San Diego, by the way. Thanks, Dana.
That's a quality problem. There's a bunch of variables in that. Let's talk about weather. You know what I mean? Let's say I got weather coming, and you know, we could go out there and the fishing's really good, and we start clobbering. Am I going to go, oh, I don't want to catch too many of these too quick? Hell no. We're going to get them, you know.
While you can.
Catch them. Don't count them before you catch them. And we're going to catch them, and then we'll figure out the rest later.
You know? Right.
But there are certainly times when, you know, we want to regulate it. I would say we'll use a bluefin as an example. We'll target the biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get into a stop, it's day one and a 7 day. We start our trip out there and it's that 20 to 30 pound fish, like a night, you know, nighttime flat fall, and all of a sudden it's all those. I'll drive away from them.
Yeah.
You know, we'll sacrifice that opportunity and drive away and try to focus on bigger fish. That way it extends our time in the zone.
Good answer. Yeah, that's cool. Totally. Well, Corey, let's try to sneak one more in there.
How about Gary? Gary from San Diego. Good morning.
Gary,
thanks for joining us.
Got about 60 seconds for you. Gary, got a quick question?
Fishing. I like really nice weather, and I like variety fishing. What two-week period would you say, Tim, to go get your best shot?
Good question. Variety and weather.
The fall, for sure. You know, I think October through the end of November, middle of December, but October through November, I was going to talk about this earlier. This is a great time of year for weather.
Yeah.
You do get spats where, you know, a little blow will come through quickly or a storm might blow through. But
which is happening this minute,
that's
right?
That's exactly right. But then,
on the back end.
Santa Ana traditionally prevails in October and November. That's the time of year I would go, and I would choose, if you really like that variety, I would choose an 8 to 10, 11-day trip.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range, you're going to get your best variety, maximize your fishing time on a 10 or 11-day trip, and you are going to be targeting variety guaranteed throughout the course of that trip.
10-day gives you the extra days. It gives you the chance to fish the rocks and the ridge instead of having to go and burn time. Like, you could wait out fishing. You could drive multiple distances. 10-day just gives you such options. And flat out more fishing days.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's going to give you time to construct your trip based on, again, whatever the forecast is. We're always fishing for weather, always, you know, the best.
Yeah, cool. I like it. Good times for sure. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty. More from Tim Ekstrom on the Royal Star when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Let's talk quick. We got the mics live, ready to go. We're going to have Tim flip the coin.
Yeah, do us the honor. Somebody's going fishing on the Liberty.
And we come up with a caller. And the caller today is Bill. Bill from San Diego. Congratulations. You're going on the Liberty on a full-day trip.
Stoked, man. Yeah. How cool is that? Tim, again, it blows me away how fast 2 hours go by. And I enjoy it so much when you're on the show because the show always takes a different path every time. You know, we always enjoy talking. There's so much talk about Royal Star and fish care and all the things you guys do. And, man, we just love it. We love fishing with you. And, again, you mentioned earlier in the show, but kind of we're breezing by it, what a cool opportunity you guys have on a trip that popped up kind of last minute. Give us the details one more time on that after Thanksgiving trip.
Right, that one, it's the 25th. It's Friday the 25th of November, returning Monday the 28th. Thanksgiving weekend, great time to go fishing. There's tons of space on it. We've had it on the schedule for a while, and you know what I would have expected to fill up right away. It's you know, I think it's just, again, it's a function. The fishing's been so great, and you know, it's after the holiday, but it's a great time to go. Lots of room. That trip is on the books.
And I think it slid under a lot of people's radar. Yeah, and that's the thing. We're just not used to you having a trip of that length, which is prime set up for that big bluefin.
Prime.
But you guys don't often have that time available. And the Royal Star doesn't usually have a trip with openings like that.
That's right.
And we slid under our radar.
We made a schedule change there last month. So anyway, the trip's available, ready to rock. And if you want to go, of course, call Tracy in the office or I, 619-224-4764. You can book online, give us a jingle, follow along on the website, boats out and rolling. Captain Brian Sims is driving an 11-day trip right now. We just got in from that 7-day yesterday. And reports are continual, updated with photos.
Best, man.
Yeah,
we love it.
It's a great time. I really appreciate it. I appreciate everything. I appreciate the fact that we have the opportunity to do something we love so much. And again, time evaporates here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Can't wait to do it again.
We're going to do it again with you, Tim. Thanks very much for that. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks to JP for keeping us on the air, Adam for keeping us up on the app, and another kind of huge thanks to Corey. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher is going to be joining us. And the next Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be talking all about tackle days. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.